Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in to another edition of the Pro Football Jays podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you. And on the line for an interview today is former UNLV linebacker Austin Ajike. And Austin's been busy throughout the pre-draft process, meeting with teams, working out, training. And so, Austin, we're getting closer to the NFL draft. How are you doing today?
I'm blessed, man. I'm doing really good. You know, I just finished up a training session and trying to take this whole process just a day at a time, a moment at a time, not looking too far ahead of myself. But, you know, the process has been good for me. And, you know, like I said, I'm just blessed to be in the position that I'm in right now.
Well, Austin, how has the pre-draft process gone for you, brother? I know you probably met with quite a bit of teams, spoken with several scouts, maybe a couple of general managers, and this can be a stressful time for players, but it can also be a very fulfilling time, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for draft prospects as you prepare for the next level. So how have you taken all of this in?
Yeah, I mean, you said it perfectly. It is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and you know, this is the time right now that makes everything worth it. And, you know, all the sacrifices and everything that went into getting to where I'm at now, it makes it all worth it. So, I mean, it could be a stressful time, but I try not to look at it that way. I'm just honestly just grateful and thankful to be in the position that I'm in and to shake the hands that I'm shaking and to go on these visits and have these different meetings with different teams and kind of just see how different organizations carry themselves, you know. And so it's been a hectic time for sure. It slowed down a little bit after pro day, but I'm just trying to take it all in and live in the moment and just be grateful for every step of it.
Austin, you played your high school football there in San Jose, California. In fact, you were a two-way player starring as a running back and an outside linebacker. And so when you're getting ready to play college, Austin, walk me through how that went down. How did UNLV end up on your radar, and what went into your decision to not only go to UNLV, but to play linebacker and not running back?
Yeah, so, I mean, I was a two-star running back. That was my main position down in San Jose, like you mentioned. I played a little bit of linebacker, but it wasn't my primary position at all. And then I had a couple offers, about six of them total, so I wasn't highly, highly recruited. But, you know, I had enough to where I had options. And I chose UNLV just because of, you know, the location. It's about an 8-hour drive from home. And, you know, it really has been a program that's been suffering over the years and in need of some change. And I felt like, you know, by committing to that university, not only will I be getting a degree worth having, but I'll also be able to change the program. So that was big for me. The way they got me there was kind of it's a funny story. I was playing running back, like we were saying. They told me I was going to play running back, so I decided to go there. And then within days of me being on campus, I got switched to linebacker. And I was a little upset at first, but, you know, it ended up working out in my favor. And I do think linebacker is a position for me, so it ended up working.
Well, you had never started a game at UNLV before 2020, but motivation, dedication, hard work, Austin, saw you become a catalyst for a 2022 team that had the most successful season since 2017. And you mentioned it's been pretty tough there at UNLV for the program, but you have been that anchor of the defense and you led the team. And by the way, you led the Mountain West Conference with 132 tackles, became the first UNLV linebacker to be named first team All Mountain West since 2016. What do those accolades mean to you?
You know, they're special because this is kind of, it's a quantifying way of seeing the work that I put in. You know, I mean, it was great to lead the conference in tackles, and I think I finished top five in the nation in tackles, and you know, all of that was great. But ultimately, my entire focus, at least throughout the season, was to win as many games as possible. So even though that wasn't happening, I was having the personal success, but you know, the team wasn't having the success that we had envisioned going into the season. So it was, I mean, it could be a little frustrating and a little difficult to understand how to feel in those situations when you yourself are performing, but you know, the goal of the entire team is to win. And if that's not happening, it's hard to really look at what you've been doing personally and be proud of it. But you know, it is something that I do pride myself on, my ability to finish tackles and just to have a nose for the ball and to be around the ball. And you know, I did it throughout my college career, and I look forward to doing it now in the NFL.
Not only did you lead the Mountain West in tackles with 132, one of the top tackling leaders in the entire nation, Austin, but you also added 11 tackles for loss, 4 sacks, 2 interceptions, 1 fumble recovery last season. What makes you a disruptive player?
I think it's just my ability just to be around the ball, just to play ball, honestly. I think a lot of the plays that I've made throughout my career have been based on film study and just what I've been seeing and what I've been picking up in terms of like tendencies and personnel and, you know, just different notes that you find throughout the game because of the film study. And, you know, the whole goal with that is just to, if you can throughout the week, take some notes and take some things into the game to help you out on two to three plays, you know, then it's all worth it. So honestly, just good film study habits, and then also just having a knack for the position and just having a feel for where the ball is at and, you know, getting off blocks. And, you know, to be a linebacker, you have to get off blocks. You got to finish tackles. You got to be able to play in space and to cover in space. And those are all things that I pride myself on and I enjoy doing. So, you know, kind of like I was saying earlier, this is why I feel like linebacker is the position for me. And I'm glad I made that change when I did.
At 6'1", 230 pounds, what type of versatility do you offer at the next level, Austin? You talked about your ability to play sideline to sideline. Do you feel comfortable playing multiple spots at linebacker?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've played pretty much all of them, honestly. Mike is definitely my position, I feel like, but playing Will, playing Sam, you know, whatever a defense needs, I feel like I'm versatile enough to where I could kind of, you can plug me in and I could play those positions. But, yeah, so I think Mike is my position, but I'm willing to do whatever the team needs.
You did this quite a bit at UNLV. What can you offer on special teams, Austin, at the next level?
Just an immediate way to impact the game. I think special teams is a part of the game that definitely goes unnoticed. And, you know, it has a special place in my heart because that's how I earned my way as a starter at UNLV, was through special teams. And, you know, I played only on special teams for 3 years, and I dominated that level of the game, and I enjoyed every second of it, and I embraced my role. And then when it's time to become the starter because of what I put on film, you know, I took off from there. But you know, special teams, it's the last third part of the game. You know, you got offense, defense, you got special teams, and it's an important part of the game. And especially if you're not one of the highly recruited, highly sought after guys, it's how you're going to make the team. So you know, special teams for me especially it's going to be my ticket into the league, and I'm aware of that, and I'm looking forward to embracing that role like I did in college.
Austin, what motivates you and keeps you hungry to obtain your goal of playing in the NFL?
Discipline. I would say it's more discipline than motivation. I feel like motivation is, you know, sometimes it comes and goes. It's based on how you feel. Sometimes you're motivated, sometimes you're not. You know, if I told you that I felt like going to every workout and going to every practice, I'd be lying, because there's days where you just don't feel like it. But having that foundation of discipline is where I've been able to find my success, because, you know, no matter how you feel, no matter whether you want to or not, whether your body's hurting, whether you're tired, you know, you have a job to do, and that's kind of how I look at it. So I would say just having a disciplined mindset and doing whatever is needed out of me, whether it's, you know, running down on kickoff, blocking on punt, or making tackles on third down. I just, you know, I'm willing to fulfill my role. So I would say really just the discipline is what keeps me going. And then obviously, you know, my faith is strong, and that also gives me strength. And then, you know, having my family around is also helpful for me. So those are kind of the things that I rely on to keep me going and keep me doing what I'm doing.
That's awesome, man. It sounds like you got yourself a very stable life. And of course, I'm also a man of faith. And so we have a God that opens up those doors and opportunities. Yeah. And staying faithful in that course is very important. So that's refreshing to hear, Austin.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, man. Well, you also participated in the Hula and Shrine Bowls this offseason. So you've been very busy. What were those experiences like for you?
Yeah, it's been a busy offseason for sure. I think for the pre-draft process, you know, after you finish the season, then you got the All-Star games and the pro days and then the meetings and stuff, the visits, and then after that it's pretty much it. But as far as the All-Star games, the first step of my offseason, you know, I really enjoy the fact that I was able to go out there and compete in both games against some of the top-level competition in the nation. And to be coached by NFL coaches and kind of just get a feel for their style and maybe see some of the differences and some of the similarities between college coaches and NFL.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now. Save big
money at Menards. Coaches and just being around, you know, guys that are on the same mission and have the same purpose as me was big for me, and I just really enjoyed competing and I put some good stuff on film that's helped me throughout this process as I talk to teams and everything. So, you know, all around I'm just really grateful that I was blessed with the opportunity and I feel like I made the most of it.
Do you feel like you're able to really make your case that you can do it in the NFL, playing with some other players from Power 5 schools, and in a sense, putting UNLV on the map? I mean, do you feel pretty good about what you're able to accomplish in that regard?
Yeah, no, for sure. Especially, you know, coming from UNLV, I'm well aware that there isn't much of a path to the NFL. I mean, we've had guys here and there, but as far as consistent players to the next level, you know, it hasn't really happened. And so for me, the Hula and the East West was a big opportunity for me to go out and prove that, you know, I could compete against the guys from the Ohio States and the Georgias and the Michigans and, you know, those big time football schools, and, you know, just put on film that no matter who the competition is, I'm going to play my game and I'm going to give you my all. And that's kind of what I was able to prove. But bigger than that, I just feel like by me doing that, I was able to kind of pave a way and demonstrate to guys, not only from UNLV, but from smaller schools in general, that, you know, talent is talent. And if you got it and you got the work ethic and you got the competitiveness, then they're going to find you and you'll be able to succeed at that level and the next level, no matter what school you go to. You know, the school really doesn't define you. But I'm just hoping that, you know, with my path and where I've been going, that I'm able to open some doors for current players from UNLV and from other Mountain West schools.
Well, you capped off an impressive offseason with your pro day. You recorded a 4.55 40, 10.3 broad jump, 38.5-inch vertical, Austin. How satisfied were you with those numbers?
I was happy with them. I thought it was a good demonstration of my athleticism. I mean, obviously, from December on to March was just really just harnessing those small details in my 40 and getting that right get off and then being explosive for the two jumps and then, you know, lateral quickness and stuff like that. So, you know, I was happy with how I performed. I wasn't really surprised with how I performed just because of the amount of preparation that went into that moment. And I just, you know, I went in with the mindset to dominate, just like how I think of going into a game. Was honestly my mindset. I treated it like that. And I just enjoyed just being out there and seeing some old teammates and watching them compete as well. And, you know, just taking it all in on that UNLV field one last time.
And who have you been training with leading up to the pro day and all those events?
So I've been training with LVSP, Las Vegas Sports and Performance, and out here in Vegas. And, you know, we had a good group of guys. I think there's about six of us from all, a bunch of different schools throughout the country. But, you know, it was really competitive every single day. We was competing against each other and pushing each other. And, you know, it really made all of us better. And we all had pretty good pro days. So that competition in the gym and on the field every day ended up working for us. And, I appreciate those guys. You know, it's cool. It's a cool opportunity and it's a cool time of year because, you know, we're all on the same path. We just met each other this couple months ago, but we see each other every day. We're all doing the same thing every day. We're eating the same things. And, you know, you form brotherhoods that way. So, you know, I really appreciate those guys, and I look forward to building the bond that we've already created so far.
I've gotten into this with a couple of other draft prospects here on the podcast, Austin, because it's fascinating to me. You talked about your diet, right? So what are you eating, man, to make sure that you're fulfilling your body with the right nutrients and you're staying in tip-top shape? What's your favorite meal?
So, I mean, my favorite meal is pizza. I think that's always going to be my favorite meal. But especially right now, you got to know when to eat it and when not to. I let myself have one day out the week where I'm kind of more lenient on my diet. But overall, man, it's not even really nothing too strict. You know, there's not a lot of foods that I can't eat, but it's just more so of how much you're eating, how much protein intake each meal has, and the time of day that you're eating. It's kind of more what we've been harping on over here. But, you know, just seeing my numbers and seeing my body fat percentage and seeing my weight gain and stuff like that throughout since December, since I've been training with LVSP to now, it's just, you know, it's night and day. And, you know, I really appreciate the work that they put into me and poured into me. And I try to maximize all the resources I got, whether it's the dietitians, whether it's the trainers, whether it's the, you know, the PT, all the resources around us are there for us to succeed. So, you know, I just try to utilize them as much as possible.
Well, throughout this process, Austin, how do you think your meetings with teams have gone? Do you feel like you've left a good impression with them?
Yeah, I'm confident in how I've met with teams and, you know, just my ability to talk X's and O's on a whiteboard or whether we're watching film and just discussing what I'm seeing and diagnosing offenses and things like that. But also just, you know, my character and how I carry myself. I think that's something that a lot of these teams are noticing with me. You know, there's no off the field issues. There's no, you know, character flaws or character issues worth pointing out. I think I show up and I go to work and I give my best every single day. And that's something that these coaches and GMs and scouts have seen in me. And you know, it makes me feel good to know that the others are noticing, because that is really how, like I was mentioning earlier, my faith being my foundation. So, you know, to me, it's all about, you know, treating people right, treating people fairly, whether they're just the janitors or whether it's the GM, you know, shaking people's hand and just connecting with people on a personal level is big and it's important for me. So, you know, but overall, I just think my meetings overall have been good. And it's been a great opportunity for me to fill out these other teams and for them to fill me and just kind of see where I'm coming from. And if they take that chance on me, what kind of player they're going to get.
Well, as you mentioned, UNLV isn't necessarily a popular avenue from college to getting to the NFL because they haven't had a player drafted since 2010. No linebacker has been selected out of UNLV since 2008. So what would it mean for you to end that drought?
It would mean a whole lot. It would mean a whole lot. And I'm well aware of those numbers. That's something that when I committed to UNLV, I was aware that it's been like that. But, I mean, I have a lot of faith in myself, and I have a lot of faith in my abilities and my ability to impact a football game. So, you know, for me, it's just, like I was mentioning earlier, just paving that way for other players coming out of UNLV. Like I was saying, it really doesn't matter what school you go to. You see guys all the time from D2s and other small schools going and making long careers in the NFL. And it's really just all about, you know, just how you come to work every day, how you operate, how you treat people, and things like that. But, I mean, as far as coming out of UNLV and looking to be the first draft pick in over a decade, man, it really is a blessing, and it's an honor to represent my university and to, you know, give hope and give faith to some of the other guys that are trying to go on the same path as me.
The NFL draft is 9 days away, Austin. How eager are you? How excited are you to get through that weekend and learn where you're going to be next? And what are your plans?
Yeah, I'm super excited. I'm super blessed to be in this position. And, you know, like you said, it's 9 days away. I really try to take it one day at a time. Obviously, I'm well aware of the countdown as well, and I'm looking forward to seeing what team I end up on. But you know, as far as now, there's not much that I could do besides these little meetings that I got. But there's not much that I could do. Pro day's over, the All-Star game's over, the season's over. So now it's time just to continue to train and, you know, to lean on my faith and hope that God has a plan for me and puts me in the best position possible to succeed. As far as the actual draft day, I'll probably just have my family, my fiance, my daughter, my parents, and some of my siblings just come around, and we'll probably just have a little barbecue at the house and, you know, just celebrate. I think it's going to be a good moment to celebrate not only just me, but all those people that I just mentioned, because they all played a part in getting me to where I'm trying to go and getting me where I'm at. So, you know, it's going to be a gratifying moment when I hear my name called, and I just want to see the faces of the people around me just to see them happy and knowing that the work that we put in, it all came to fruition and it all paid off.
Well, there's no doubt you put in the work, the time to get to where you are today, Austin, and I'm excited too to see where you end up. Obviously work with your agent Ross Jones very closely, and so looking forward to seeing where your NFL journey is going to begin for you and your family. And so keep up the great work. God bless and take care.
I appreciate that, man. You know, the journey always continues. And like we were talking about, as long as you keep your faith, and, you know, a lot of things will work your way. So I appreciate you, your time, and I'm looking forward to watching this interview back and hearing it.
All right, man. Well, God bless. Have a good rest of the afternoon.
All right, you too, brother. God bless.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.